All right, it's DanCast episode 68 for February 1st, 2015. Super Bowl Sunday. I'm not going to be watching that. Last year I watched the Super Bowl with my brother, and it was more just like us to get together and eat chicken wings, except he came over and he made all the chicken wings, and my house stank for a long, long time afterwards. And that's what Super Bowl means to me. Getting together, drinking cheap-ass beer, watching commercials. I don't know why anyone tunes in for commercials anymore, because they're all on YouTube now. And, you know, what's the point? It's funny, because these companies spend millions of dollars on advertising during the Super Bowl, and most people end, well, not most people. I don't know most people. I don't know a lot of things, folks. I will probably end up watching some commercials online, because, I like some commercials. I always think it's interesting that people get up in a hizzy about GoDaddy, which is exactly what GoDaddy wants to have happen. The thing GoDaddy did this year was they did, or they're about to do, no, they did a commercial that's going to spoof the Budweiser commercial that's already been showed online, by the way. And then they claimed that it got banned or something like that. So now GoDaddy gets all this press, and guess what? They didn't have to spend millions of dollars advertising. So good for them. They've learned how to play the system. And every year, some bullshit like that happens, and it's all manufactured. So the big winner this Super Bowl, as is every Super Bowl, is GoDaddy and their checkout process, which tries to upsell you. I don't know, maybe GoDaddy's better these days. Scott did a podcast. I only have one thing I would like to follow up on, because he talked about the Gaston thing and going down a Gaston hole, watching these guys on YouTube, the character actors, being all Gaston-y. Just the idea of Gaston, having to be a Gaston, being the villain. You must have to put up with so much shit from little kids all fucking day. So, you can tell watching the one Gaston, which was the best Gaston, he's got like the standard, oh, disgraced! Publicly humiliated! And he must say that all day, because all these kids are like, I'm gonna show Gaston what's what! So, this concludes the end of my Gaston thoughts. What else is in the news? I think I'm going to have a short one because I want to run some errands today. Do you guys use Pinterest? I may have brought this up before. And there's this thing in the news in the Wall Street Journal or some hoity-toity business magazine / newspaper about people. About them trying to get more guys into Pinterest. And I linked it on Facebook, and the general theory was guys use the internet different than women. And when you really get down to it, Pinterest is sort of like this bookmarking service, but it's way more visual and than comparing it to, say, things like Delicious.com or Pinboard, things like that. That's what Pinterest is, but there's images. And when you really get down to it, like, copyright infringement all over Pinterest, because Pinterest is just so visual that it links to other posts, but it uses their images to link to them, which you could say that about almost every social network. But Pinterest, it's odd, because I started a Pinterest account December to just see what all the fuss is about. And it is definitely woman-dominated. And during Christmas shopping, we went into a craft store, like a Joann's Fabric, and they had a kiosk for Pinterest. And, you know, because the way women, when they use Pinterest, and maybe guys do this too, is they have, I suppose, projects like living room redesign or bathroom remodeling and stuff like that. And then they look, they browse through images and save it to those boards. On Friday, we made Greek food. We were looking at Greek recipes. So my girlfriend pulls out her iPad, and normally this is a little eye-opening because when I look for stuff online, I go to Google or DuckDuckGo and search for, like, I would look for, like, gyro recipe. Or do you say gyro? A gyro recipe. But she took out her iPad and she looks it up on Pinterest, and, you know, she wants to see all the images or something like that. And it was just like, is this where search starts for a lot of people, is on Pinterest? Like, they have a project. In this case, it's Greek food recipe, and she wants to see what it looks like, you know, because on that standard search engine, you wouldn't see images. You would see the title tag and how, you know, what other bullshit people have been putting in their title tags for years trying to do search engine optimization. Pinterest really brings the images up front and says, with a picture, this is what we're talking about. This picture of a gyro. This picture of the recipe for tzatziki. How do you say that? You know, the yogurt sauce? You cut up dill and cucumbers and you mix it with yogurt or something like that, and that's what you're going to put on your gyro. So that was my awakening for what Pinterest really is. I have tried to, like, be manly, let's put it that way, with Pinterest, because when I started it, I had a board for, like, video games, and a board for, like, men's fashion, and a board for, like, stuff I want, so I would put, like, new headphones in that board. And the Pinterest people email me, like, a weekly, what would you call it, a weekly digest of things going on Pinterest. And it is like about, like, I posted one thing about Mass Effect, and now it's just like, well, this dude's totally into Mass Effect, so we're going to show him Mass Effect artwork. He posted a thing of headphones, so we're going to show him some other headphones. He posted a thing about men's fashion. So we're going to show them some men's fashion stuff. And the men's fashion stuff on Pinterest is, to me, it doesn't seem like it's men's fashion for men. It's men's fashion for women to look at well-dressed men. And because they, you know, big guys with, like, beards and they're wearing suits. I don't know. It's like the Dove now has a soap for men. They call it Dove Men, but it's clearly marketed to women to buy soap for their dude. And because I don't know if you guys have a brand allegiance for soap. What do I get? Irish Spring sometimes. I get Zest sometimes. And Dove has been like this. Dove is the stuff my mom had used, because it's, like, real oily in it, and it's just, I guess it's good for your skin. So now they're trying to shake off this feminine quality that they have, which is what they use to build their brand. Oh, man, I'm just talking about all sorts of bullshit, all businessy stuff. But Pinterest, you can use it to look up recipes, and in some instances, it is the first destination before Google. Before, it's where a project will start for a lot of people. I was playing Tomb Raider after we had our Greek dinner. We started playing Tomb Raider because my girlfriend was watching, like, the Tomb Raider movie. She's into Lara Croft. She wanted to see what the new Tomb Raider game was about. And this new Tomb Raider game is the one that came out, like, 2 years ago. It was on PS3 for PlayStation Plus, so I had it. I hadn't gotten too far into it. And it was weird because we got to this part where you're captured and you're trying to get away from these bandits on this island. And the thing that's strange about this latest Tomb Raider game is just how brutal it is. Like, there are death scenes where you're, like, being crushed by boulders. And in this one sequence, there's... You're struggling to get away from this guy. So this guy captures you, and you're in handcuffs. And there's what's commonly called a quick time event will show up. And, you got to hit triangle at just the right time. And if you don't hit it, this guy literally chokes the shit out. It's like chokes you to death. And you start over like 10 seconds from where you just got killed, and you have to try again. And you get past all that, and then there's one time after that, like the same quick time event sequence, where you're struggling to get up off the ground, and you have to like wiggle that left stick, and I couldn't figure out how to do that. So if you don't, the scene is you're wrestling with this guy for a handgun, and if you don't do the sequence right, he will shoot you in the face, and it looks like real brutal. I don't mean like, every standard, every game, it seems like, has had, cutesy deaths. Like, in Quake, if you had quad damage, guts would spill out all over the place. This thing looked like, in Tomb Raider, it looked like, I don't know if you've seen that, seen the historical photo with the guy, not Tiananmen Square, but I think it was a Vietnam photo where, like, some North Vietnamese soldier shoots a South Vietnamese guy, and the face just looks all swollen and bloody and shit like that. They put that in the game. That's how Lara Croft looks like when you die in this QuickTime instance. It's just this lifeless, bloody face, and I don't know if it's just because she's a woman, but the whole thing made me uncomfortable. And I'm sitting there, and, my girlfriend's next to me, and she's got to watch me do this over and over again because I can't get it right because I'm not hitting the triangle suit in the right time. So I'm getting choked to death. Then I have to start over, and then I'm getting choked again, but I hit the triangle, so that fixes it. And then I run, and then I trip, and then I'm wrestling to get a handgun from somebody, and then I get shot in the face and look all bloody and disgusting, and that, it's just, after like 10 minutes of that, you're like, I think I have to put this game away, because I think it would be an interesting, I poo-pooed, let's say, game criticism, because so often game critique seems like it's not really about the game. But in these instances, like these death scenes that seem real brutal, like not fun, like quad damage, blowing someone up with quad damage is fun. But like real close up, because it's cartoonish. And now that games are trying to get more realistic, like I think the only time I can think of something that's similar to this, like this is I'm not even 20 minutes into this game, but the only similar instance I can compare this to is I think there were scenes in like Call of Duty games where like you're choking someone underwater, and it's the same thing, like the face is all of your enemy is just brutally misshapen and battered, like faces of death sort of thing. Now that is in video games. And it's a weird feeling. Like, this is not why I'm playing this. Even like Uncharted games, still that seemed to be like the perfect balance of people are dying, but it's not brutal dying. Like, you get shot and it's like not so bad. Like, the worst thing that happens in a Metal Gear game is someone goes, "Snake! Snake!" And you start over. But this, it's just, maybe I'll find a video of it, or look on YouTube to see if other people have brought this up, but it's just disturbing. It's just plain disturbing, to the point where, like, maybe I don't even want to keep playing this game. And the bad thing is, the Tomb Raider game is kind of, it was interesting when I started it, and but within 5 minutes, it's like a real brutal, you know, getting crushed by rocks and stuff. And maybe that's sexist on my part because she's a woman. If it were a man, if it were Nathan Drake getting shot in the face, would I feel differently about it? If it was Solid Snake getting crushed by a rock, would I feel differently about it? Would I feel like, oh, well, it's just a game? And then it's Lara Croft, and I think, okay, this is innocent. But they're all innocent, right? Maybe not Nathan Drake, because he murders so many people for, what, artifacts? That's a whole other topic. I don't know if you guys have played the Tomb Raider game. It's, like I said, it has potential to be pretty fun, but then it just feels like uncomfortable is how I felt. I feel uncomfortable playing that game, particularly in the sequence, the QuickTime sequence I'm stuck in right now. And that's what makes it so disturbing, is I have to relive, I have to witness that over and over and over again to even move on, to the point where I'm like, maybe it's not worth moving on. Maybe I would put more effort into it if I paid for this, but technically I did pay for it because it was a PlayStation Plus game. Last night we went to a party for the theater group, and my cigar date was canceled. We're rescheduling. But the funny thing was, most of the people at this party were over 60 years old, and you think of when you were growing up and your parents, like, you know, trying to set the example for you, and, you know, they'd scold you when you misbehaved and all that, and then you become older, you become an adult, and you learn of all these times your parents fucked up. Like, in their lives, while they were parents, by the way. Both when they were young and dumb, and also when they were young adults and dumb, and they still had kids. One story from last night, I didn't directly witness it, but Cigar Guy is talking about smoking cigars and all that stuff, and he's a big cigar fan, he's got brands he likes and everything like that. And another older guy at this party was like, hey, you ever smoke opium? And Cigar Guy's like, no, I never smoked opium. But anyway, about cigars, and you kind of want to go, wait a second, I want to hear about this opium story. Because the guy seemed like, listen, he wanted to get into it, I felt. Like, I have smoked opium, and let me tell you, boy, oh boy, it is some primo shit, smoking opium. You know how sometimes people will bring up something in the middle of someone else's conversation, and sometimes it's like, okay, this guy just wants to talk about something else, some other topic, and but sometimes it's valid. Sometimes you gotta go, wait a second, this opium story is gonna be a lot better than your brand loyalty in cigars, and I want to hear about it. And the guy who said it, you know, he's retired, he's been retired for like 20 years or whatever, and old people's stories are sometimes the best stories. And, you know, sometimes old people's stories are just, they suck the life out of the room and everything like that. But when an older person says something like, yo, I have smoked, they wouldn't say yo, I have smoked opium, and let me tell you, it is some primo shit. And I'm gonna get into a story about the time I smoked opium. Or snort. Opiates can be consumed in many ways. I think the context was Cigar Guy was talking about a China trip. And he mixed that into a story. And the guy, opium guy, was like, oh, that's where opium comes from, right? I want to get into that. And didn't happen. So, you could tell Opium Guy wanted people to hang out for a bit longer, because we were leaving around like 8:30, 9 o'clock. He's like, what's going on? The night is still young. He wanted to sit in a chair and get sloshed. He was kind of drunk. We both noticed that his wine glass, his cup runneth over. he wasn't going anywhere that night. It was his house. And he's like, I am getting fucked up and someone's going to hear my opium story. So, this has been DanCast for February 1st, 2015. This is the 68th episode of DanCast. I hope you all have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Stay safe, and I will talk to you all next time.